This sounds familiar to me. I'm sure we've had, I know we've had weird stories like this before, but it's the Morning Team Show, 721 with Dave and Pat and Charlie here on WSW. Mike's in for the newsroom, I should say, with Pat and Charlie. So a Los Angeles man has filed a lawsuit in California Central District Court against the producers of Texas Pete Hot Sauce.
What's going on with that?
Well, this hot sauce is made in North Carolina, and that's the allegations that because it's made in North Carolina and it's called Texas Pete Hot Sauce, the man says that he believed when he was purchasing the product it was a Texas product, and it features false advertising. He has been misled, and he wants some type of compensation. Doesn't say exactly what, but he says because the label make it look like it was distinctly Texan. I guess the label features a white star like the Texas flag and a cartoon cowboy. He says that the sauce is supposed to be Texan. And surprisingly, he says, there's nothing Texas about it. Really? You're really surprised that there was nothing Texas about something that was called Texas?
What makes it up?
I don't know. The Texas Pete Hot Sauce was introduced by a man named Sam Garner, who's not directly tied to Texas. Again, he has a restaurant apparently in North Carolina, and they were looking to make some kind of Texas or some kind of hot sauce that was reminiscent of the great Texas hot sauces.
Right, well, fine.
And they came up, and apparently Pete is the nickname for one of his sons, so they just took Pete and they added the name Texas to it to give us a hot sauce flair. Apparently, Texas Pete is a product of ingredients from the sources outside of Texas, and the producer does admit that the reputation of Texas was one they were trying to mimic and capitalize on. So far, no comment from Texas Pete.
Is Texas toast made in Texas? can I go sue if it's not? I want to make sure that everything, the bread, cheese, all comes from Texas. Wait, can I do that? I'd like to know.
You know, based on this lawsuit, you might have a case.
I mean, come on.
And I don't know if it has, again, it's just filed a lawsuit. Don't know if it's been approved yet. Again, looking for class action status.
Yeah, class action.
Because goodness knows how many other thousands of people have been damaged by their purchase of Texas Pete Hot Sauce. And
if it's good, it's good. If you like it, so what?
Do you care where it comes from? Exactly right.
What does it matter?
Exactly right.
Life must be good if this is the person's biggest gripe in life.
And it says here the hot sauce originated at the Winston-Salem Barbecue Restaurant in 1929.
Yeah.
1929.
Yeah.
Oh. Nobody's been upset until 2000, till 2022.
Almost 100 years later.
One man, apparently, is the reasons behind it. He found a loophole.
Yeah, right.
And he's trying to exploit it.
I don't know. Wait, there's false advertising in some places? I can't believe it. No way. Or they stretch the truth? It reminds me, there's what was the show? It was on HBO. It was a Western. Oh, it was Deadwood. And somebody walks into the bar and says, I like a Kentucky bourbon. And the bartender says, get this man a bourbon. Tell him it's from Kentucky.
Well, there you go.
That's
well, but remember, this is in California District Court, so you never know what's going to happen there. You never know.
It's true.
here's my argument, if I'm the makers of Texas Pete. I don't know if this holds. I would say, hey, I never said it was authentic Texas Pete hot sauce. I just said it's Texas Pete. You want authentic? Go to Texas.
Well, you don't. I'll see to anybody out there. I would never eat this just because I don't like hot sauce. So, but hey, again, if it's good, I don't know.
If it's good, it's good enough.
Again, life must be good for this person.
It must be. I only hope it gets thrown out of court as quickly as possible. Now we've got to track.
I'm still going to look into this Texas toast.
Please do. Now I've got to track this story, too. Another one of the stories we're going to track until we make sure we get it right to the very end.